The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. A number of years ago, during my seminary formation, on one occasion I sent a letter to the Carmelite sister who prays for me in a particular way, and without being aware of it, I must have said many things about myself, my struggles, my weaknesses, my faults, my sinfulness, you know, this desire for holiness that I'm not getting there. And I got a letter back from her, and there are lines from there that are imprinted in my soul. She said, "My dear little brother, never forget something. The amount of time that we spend looking at ourselves is time that we could have spent looking at Jesus. When we look at ourselves, there's always reason for fear, for hopelessness, for despair, for anxiety, for concern. When we look at Him, there's always cause for hope. When you become conscious of the fact that you are focusing too much on yourself, just shift your gaze on Him, and your heart will be restored to peace." My brothers and sisters, listen again to the authority that our Lord Jesus gives His apostles. Authority over unclean spirits to drive them out. The ability to cure every disease and illness. And the very next line that we don't hear from today's gospel that we'll hear tomorrow is this. Our Lord says, He calls them to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse lepers, and to drive out demons. Now, how many times our Lord gives them this authority and sends them out, how many times do we hear that they cleanse lepers? Never. How many times do we hear that they cure people of their diseases and illness? Never. How many times did they raise the dead? Not a single time. And yet our Lord gave them these gifts. How come they couldn't use them? I believe because they were too focused on themselves. And so they could not believe completely in our Lord. Because what does He say to them? "Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. I want you to become dispossessed of yourselves so that you can be filled with Me. You must lose yourselves to be saved. You must let go of yourselves so that I can live in you and accomplish all these things." I close with this. One time, a lady, a wife, a mother, she asked if I had a little time to talk. And she said, "Father, can I share something with you?" She said, I was making a holy hour not too long ago. And I knelt down before our Lord and I began to do what I always do without realizing it. I knelt down before Him and I immediately started to think of all my faults, my woundedness, my failures, my fears, my anxieties. And all of a sudden it struck me, oh my gosh, I come before our Lord to pray, And I just start thinking about all my imperfections. And she said, so I turned to Our Lady and I said, Mary, will you take these from me? Can I just give these to you and entrust them to you? And she said, all of a sudden, as soon as I did that, I heard these words in my heart, words that could not have come from me. And it was this: I am a daughter of a king. I am a daughter of a king. And I realized that all that stuff that I just gave to Mary, that's not really me. That is not the way God sees me. That is not my deepest self. And I cannot tell you the freedom that has come from that realization. And so every time those insecurities stir up again in me, all those fears, I just give them again to Our Lady and remind myself of who I truly am.